Then Herod, seeing that he was deceived by the Magi, was exceedingly angry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The church wears purple today, as we did on Sunday for the vigil of the Nativity, not to prepare ourselves for a feast, but to lament out of a spirit of sympathy for the mothers of Jerusalem, of Bethlehem, who lost their little ones to the wrath, to the anger of Herod. And then, too, we're remembering why this child was born. St. Paul says, "The anger of man worketh not the justice of God." But if you consider attentively the mystery of the slaying of the holy innocents and the anger of that man, Herod the Great, as he was called, you will see how God's justice, as well as his mercy, was accomplished. That is to say, that this feast and the reality behind it reminds us, lest ever we should be tempted to lapse into a purely sentimental or worldly view of the Nativity, why the dear little child of Bethlehem was born, that he was born to die. He was born to die for our sins, for the common little ordinary sins of you and of me, and for the great sins of great kings and rulers down throughout the centuries, and everything in between. And it tells us as well of the battle between our Lord, the King of Kings, and his earthly rulers. The church consecrates kings and crowns them, and presidents and dictators she tries to get along with as well as she may, but there is a constant conflict, and they are never at peace. No one is at peace until he submits himself to the sweet, gentle rule of the little infant, the King of Kings. That's a lesson that must never be forgotten. What Herod did reminds us of that. Even the slaying of the children, which anticipates our Lord's own martyrdom, has, as it were, a happy ending. They go to limbo, and then, on Ascension Thursday, they accompany our Lord in glory to heaven, and there they are, the Vesper hymn tells us, playing under the very altar of heaven with their laurels, their crowns of martyrdom. Sometimes the anger, well, we must say not of man, for the words of the apostle are true, but the anger of an angel, in this case Satan, do indeed accomplish the works of God. When we stay with our Lord, the Christmas story always has a happy ending. But then when we look at ourselves, we remember on this feast, the feast that got its start because of the exceeding anger of one powerful man who did what he did out of jealousy and fear and hatred and anger, lack of self-control, reminds us of the importance of the contrary virtues in order to preserve the Christmas innocence and the innocence of our children and the innocence of peace. That is to say that, as a general rule for us, every now and again there is a justified anger, but usually, as a general rule for us, the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. It is a good day for us to remind ourselves as we linger at the crib and we continue to drink in the sweet, sweet nectar of the Nativity, that when we are tempted to anger, the first thing we must do is indeed to be aware of it. To have that self-awareness which comes from the practice of the presence of God, that we are about to lose our Lord. So we're aware of that. And then the next thing is, so as not to lose our Lord, we say a prayer regardless of how we feel. Then the next thing they suggest after that is that we should figure for a moment, consider, think of the person against whom we are tempted to be angry in terms of innocence, as maybe a helpless old sick person, or better yet, as a little child, to think of that person as a little baby, and then to rethink the matter, and then to say a prayer for that person. If you follow those things faithfully, although the movement of anger might very well be there because it's normal, it's natural, nothing to be done about it, the feeling, the sentiment, I mean, but the sin won't be there, and the innocence of the little ones will not be disturbed. It's a wonderful grace, I think, that comes to us on the Holy Innocence Day. Herod, entirely of the devil, without knowing it, actually worked the justice of God in the Christmas story. But we all too often don't. But we, as we take our share in the Christmas story, we can maintain the Christmas peace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.